What is the final Christian hope? Scientology teaches that the person is fundamentally an immortal Thetan who has lived through many bodies and may continue progressing toward greater spiritual freedom. Christianity presents a different hope. The Bible teaches that human beings live one earthly life and then face judgment before God. Christian hope is not the escape of the spiritual self from the body. It is bodily resurrection and life in God's renewed creation. Jesus Christ is the foundation of this hope. Jesus truly died, was buried, and rose bodily from the dead. His resurrection was not simply the survival of his spirit or an inward spiritual experience. The tomb was empty, and the risen Jesus appeared to his disciples. 1 Corinthians 15 says, Christ has been raised from the dead. He became the first fruits of those who are asleep. The resurrection of Jesus promises the future resurrection of those who belong to him. God will not abandon the body or destroy his good creation. He will redeem and renew them. Revelation 21 describes a new heaven and a new earth where God lives with his people. Death, mourning, crying, and pain will finally pass away. This means Christian salvation includes the whole person. Our bodies matter. Our relationships matter. Justice matters. Faithful work matters. The created world matters. Christians do not seek unlimited spiritual ability or independence from creaturely life. We await complete restoration under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Until that day, believers may still experience weakness, illness, grief, and death. These struggles do not prove spiritual failure. Our confidence rests in Christ's resurrection, not in our present strength. A helpful ministry question might be, is your final hope continued spiritual existence apart from the body, or the resurrection and restoration of the whole person? The central ministry principle is this. Christian hope is not escape from the body or endless spiritual self-advancement. Because Jesus rose bodily from the dead, believers await bodily resurrection and eternal life with God in his renewed creation.